So we're on Daf Pei Hei. We're about 20 lines down where it says the two dots, Matsu'uhu Chai Mefachim. Then the Mishnah ended off and said a funny line. It said, if Matsu'uhu Chai, if you find him out to be alive, then Mefachim will clear the rubble. We said that already. That was redundant in the Mishnah. So Gemara says, Matsu'uhu Chai Pshita. Of course you're going to save him. No, Lo Tzmicha Dafu L'Chai Isha. No, he's only going to have a few more hours to live. He's not going to make it till the end of Shabbos. He's not going to make it another day. I'll make it a few more. You still hire a crane and clear off the rubble and try to save the guy. Then it said, V'yameish Yanichuhu, and if he dies, and if he's not alive, you leave him there. Nebuch, you find the guy not alive. See, so Pshita, Hanami Pshita, those are obvious. No. Lo Tzmicha, this is necessary, L'Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish, for the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish, Titania. If there's a fire raging and there's a mace in the house, guy died Friday night, the mace in the house and the fire's raging, do you take the body out, the mace out so it shouldn't get burnt? It's a mace. Says the Braitha, you don't save the mace. You could save other things, other people, not the mace. Amar Behuda ben Lakish, Shamati, I heard, Shamatzilin es hamace, Medad Leika. We do save the mace. Why? Vafilu Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish lo kamar ela mitok she'adam bol al meso, because a person so preoccupied, so upset about his mace, eid lo sharisle, if we don't allow him to take the mace out, asi lichvuye, he will come to put it out himself. So we'd rather allow a small avera than a bigger avera. Ask the Ritva, wait a minute, if you put it out, it's a malacha she'ain tzmichu leguf. I'm only putting it out because I don't want it to burn my house down. I don't want it to burn the mace. It's not a positive act. I'm not chayav for that. It's only derabanan. And muksa, which the mace is also derabanan. So why is muksa beating putting out the fire? They're both derabanan.
You're allowed to cut out. Oh, you don't need to.
Right.
Need to extinguish. You don't need
charcoal. Exactly. Okay. So the whole thing, both derabanan. And the Ritva answers, because a derabanan that has no makar in the Torah is better than a derabanan that doesn't have a makar in the Torah. So putting out a fire has a makar in the Torah. It's one of the 39 malachas. You did it in a derabanan way, but it's still a makar in the Torah. Muksa was made up by the rabbis. It's completely made up out of thin air. And therefore, if you're going to do one derabanan, it's an unbelievable rule for life. If you're going to do a derabanan, do a derabanan that has no makar in the Torah, rather than one that does have a makar in the Torah. That's what the Ritva says. So if we'd rather you do muksa than put out the fire. Aval hacha, but over here, over where? Aval hacha, but over here, right, where mace is already in the rubble, ilo sharis lay, if we don't, my asile lemevet, what's he going to do? What are you going to do? The person nebuch dead, in the rubble. So what malach are you going to do on Shabbos? There is none. So therefore, you leave him there. What could you potentially do? If there's a fire, what could you do? Nothing to do. Nebuch, the person passed away in the rubble. What are you supposed to do? There's nothing to do. If there's a fire, you don't want it to get burnt. Okay, I understand. There's something you can do. What are you going to do here?
Leave him there.
But the Mishnah has to say it again. You would think, well, I could. There's nothing to do. The only reason we allow the fire is because we'll put it out yourself. Here, what are you going to do? Nebuch, the person perished. There's nothing to do. He's not going to do anything. So we leave him there.
So this case is only, assuming there's only that one person there. How do you know there's no other?
If you know, then of course, that's what he said. Suffolk, if it's a Suffolk, you did. That's right. That's right.
There's one person in the building.
You don't know one person in the building. He's not alive. So it doesn't do. If you have a Suffolk, then go do it. If there's a 1,000,000% Suffolk, you still do it.
Right.
The traumatic situation would be a Vadai.
Imagine most people, you know, no idea.
That's right.
One could be 20.
That's right. That's right. So then you'll do it. Tana Rabbanan. Ad Heichon Hu Bodek. So there's a person found in the... How do you check his body? So Ad Chotmo, till his nose. This is a big... This is the main, one of the main Gemaras in the brain death Gemaras over here. Till his nose. If he's not breathing out of his nose, you don't have to do no more checking. V'yesh omrim ad libo, till his heart. If you don't hear a heartbeat, that's how you know. Badak u'matze el yonim mesim. If you check the upper part of his body, lo yomar kfar mesu atachtonim. It's not a raya that the lower part of his body is not functioning. Maisa Haya, there was once a story.
Sure, doesn't mean people that were lower down.
I'm sorry. We're going to answer that. I'm sorry. Badak umatza elyona mason. If the upper floors, that's what I'm sorry. We're going to get to that in a minute. If the upper floors, people didn't survive, it's not a raya that the lower floors also didn't make it. It's not a raya. Why? There could have been pockets. It's not a raya. Don't happen like that. The upper floors, the people perished, and the lower floors, they didn't. So it's not a raya. Let's say that this is a similar idea. Titania, Mehechon who notes her, where is somebody born? When someone's born, where does the creation begin? So, Merosho, from the head. You start with a head, and then it comes down more. Shenemar, like it says, Mimei imi ata gozi, v'omar, gozi nizrecha v'hashlichi. My nezer is my head, my crown. Abashal omar, no, mitiburo. It starts from your stomach, right? From your belly button. U'mashaleach sharasha ve'elech ve'elech. And from there it spreads out and out and out. So it's the same achlokas. If you hold your head, started from the head, then they should check your nose. That's where you were born. That's where the life starts. So if there's no nose, if you don't see the person breathe it, and according to the one who holds your star from the stomach, you're born from the belly button. That's like the more of the upper part of the body. You check his heart. So it's the same. It's the same idea. So he says, no, that's not the same idea at all. Afilu teima abashol. Even you could say it's abashol who said that a person is created from his belly button. Ad kain lo kamar abashol hasam el inyan yitzira. That's by creation. Because the chol midi mimitzias and mitzar. Everything's created from the center. What else is there? That's created from the center. What, like apples are created from the center? Everything's like that, says Abishol. But when it comes to someone's alive or not, afilu Abishol modi, even he would agree, that the main life is in the nose, breathing, right? And now the Gemara doesn't say the second half of the lumdus, and you could say that even if you hold someone is created from the head, even if you hold that someone's created from the rosh, it could still be that when it comes to pikuach nefesh, you go by the heart, right? It could still be like that. The Gemara doesn't go down that road because we don't hold like that. We hold like this. Okay, that's what the Siach Yitzchak says. Amr of Papa. Now Rav Papa said what I said before. Mimachlokes milmata lamaila. That, when I said that you check from the heart, or you check in the nose, that's only if you're going, starting from his toes, going up to his body. Aval mimaila lamata, but if you're starting from the top, kiven debodak lehet chotmo, once you check his nose, shuv eno tzarech, there's no point in checking his heart. He's not breathing in his nose, you don't have to check his heartbeat. Dechsev, because it says, okay? Very good. Now we start a very, very, very famous Gemara. Everybody knows this Gemara. We're going to have at least 7 Mekoros that Pikuach Nefesh is Doche Shabbos. Why do you need 7 sources for this? I don't know. Every Tana has another source. Everybody has pipes up with ones to say. Here we go. Kfahaya, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. They were Mahalchin Bederech. They were walking down the street together. V'Levi Hasador, and Levi, it's either Hasador means the person that was like, you know, recording the event, or sometimes another girsa, that he was some kind of merchant. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. You ever heard of the son of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? Ever heard of him? Mahalch and Achrayan, they were also there. Nishal and Shelo Zubifneyan. And the following question was raised, talking and learning. Minayin lepikuach nefesh shedoches haShabbos. How do you know that pikuach nefesh is doches haShabbos? How do you know? Where does it say that pikuach nefesh is doches haShabbos? It doesn't say that anywhere. Right? How do you know? Nene Rabbi Shmuel v'Amar. Rabbi Shmuel piped up and said, I'll tell you the answer. It says like this. It says, Im machteras yimatzah haganav. If you find a ganav tunneling into your house, so you're allowed to kill him. Now, 1 second. Why is he tunneling into your house? Why is he robbing your house? The answer is because he wants your money. Right? He wants money. And you're allowed to kill him. Right? Says Rabbi Shmuel, Umazeh, shesafik al mamon ba, safik al nefashos ba. Why is he tunneling in? Maybe to kill you, maybe to rob from you, probably to rob from you. But would he kill you? Maybe he would. You know, there's a good chance he would, right? And Shvichas Dam and Metame Yat HaAretz. Shvichas Dam is terrible. It's Metame the earth. V'gorim l'shchinah shel Yisrael Yisrael. It causes the Shechinah to leave. And Nitin L'Tzil B'Nafsho. You're allowed to kill him to save your own life. So Kal V'Chomer L'Pikuach Nefesh Shedoches HaShabbos. So for sure, Pikuach Nefesh should be Doches HaShabbos. Kind of Kal V'Chomer is that? You're allowed to kill him. So therefore what?
I was doing a thing with kids.
Yeah.
What are some cases where it's a mitzvah to kill someone?
Right.
For Amalek, one kid said, if someone's telling me, yes.
Interesting.
If you tunnel through, you're allowed to kill us. Yeah, but I don't know if it's a mitzvah to kill
him. Interesting.
Wow.
Right? So what do you see? For a suffix, you're allowed to do murder, right? So here, Kal V'Chomer, for a suffix, Pikuach Nefesh, you can be Doche Shabbos.
Seems to say here, it's just that Shabbos is less stringent than Shvi'as
Domim. Shabbos is less. Yeah, so if I'm allowed to kill, which is worse, then for sure I can violate Shabbos.
Right.
Okay, number two. Then Rabbi Kiva Yomar. Rabbi Kiva says, V'chi yazid ish al reyehu, if you have a... If a murderer murdered somebody, a Kohen murdered somebody, and he runs to do avoda, me'im mizbechi tikachen olamos. That's not going to save him. You take him away from the mizbeach. Me'im mizbechi from the mizbeach tikachen, take him away olamos to kill him. How me'im mizbechi, right? Take him away from the avoda, but v'lo me'al mizbechi. But not if he's already mamash doing in the middle of avoda. You don't take him away. You wait. Let him finish the avoda. If he's already putting on his big kahuna, he's getting ready, take him away. But if he's already doing avoda, you have to wait for the avoda. V'omar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, lo shanu el lohamis. That's only true to kill him. Avolahachios, but if he has the power to save someone else, meaning he's a witness, and he could save somebody else from murder, because he's a witness and he knows it's trumped up charges, and he knows it's baloney, then afilu me'al mizbechi. Then even if he's in the middle of a voda, you drag him to Bezin to testify that Reuven really didn't kill Shimon. That's what you do to him. So, uma zeh shesafik yesh bo mamish bedvarav. Safik ein mamish bedvarav. I don't know if he's telling. I don't know if this guy's a testimony to save Reuven from a death sentence. I have no idea. It sounds like he does. Maybe he does. Maybe he doesn't. Nevertheless, we'll drag him away from the avoda. And avoda doche Shabbos. And avoda doche Shabbos because they do avoda on Shabbos. So kal v'chomer l'pikuach nefesh doche Shabbos. So the pikuach nefesh is doche Shabbos. Very convoluted. Very convoluted. What?
That's more of a stretch.
It's very convoluted. Nene Rabbi Elazar v'amar. Uma mila. It comes to bris mila. She acha echad mimasayim v'arboyim u'shmonei varim. It's one of the 248 limbs. She adam. Sheba Adam, in a person. Doches HaShabbos. It's Doches HaShabbos. You're allowed to do meal on Shabbos. So Kal V'Chomer, the whole gufo is Doches HaShabbos. So the whole body can be Doches HaShabbos. To save your whole body. For one Eiver, I'm allowed to do it. Be B'chal Shabbos. So for sure, to save a whole life, it can be B'chal Shabbos. That's a little more straightforward. That's number three. Number four. Rabbi Yossi, Omer. It says, Es Shabbosai Tishmoru. Right? Keep my Shabbos, says Hashem. Yachal lakol. I would think always, under all circumstances. Tamad lomar, ach chalak. It says, ach, es Shabbos. What's ach? Not every case do you keep Shabbos. When don't I keep Shabbos? If it's Pikuach Nefesh. Rabbi Yonasan ben Yosef Omer, another word. He says, kekodesh hi lochem. It's because it's holy for you. He, Mesur b'yadchem. Shabbos is given over to you. V'lo atem mesur b'yada. But Shabbos is given to you, but you're not given to Shabbos. Meaning, you don't die for Shabbos. Another word. Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh Omer, number six. It says, V'shamru b'nei Yisrael asa Shabbos. Amr Torah. Chalil alav Shabbos achas. Violate one Shabbos. Kidei sheyishmar shabbosos harbe. In order that you can be able to keep many Shabbases. So, right, it says, v'shamru b'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos. Violate one Shabbos, so you can be able to keep many Shabbases. It sounds like, what if you can't keep many Shabbases? What if you're going to die on Sunday anyway?
Where do they say v'shamru means you can violate?
What?
I'm not seeing, where, it says v'shamru.
What's the drasha you mean?
Yeah. So I can violate, what's the connection? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think
it's from, maybe it's from the word last of the Shabbos of Dorosam. Right? So Dorosam, for more Shabbos. So what if you can't keep another Shabbos? Then this doesn't apply? What if he's not going to make it till he's going to not make it till next Shabbos? He's going to die during the week. So he's not keeping Shabbos. Why am I being Mechal Shabbos for him? He's not going to keep Shabbos next week. He's not going to be...
Like the Mishnah said, with a pile, even if he'll only live a few more hours.
What?
Like the Mishnah said, with a pile.
That's right.
Yeah.
Or even he even asks, one of the Achronim asks over here, the Bir Halacha talks about, what if a guy's a Tinuk Shenishba? So he's not going to keep Shabbos anyway, next time. You got him to keep Shabbos today. So Machal Shabbos for him, he's not going to keep Shabbos anymore. I'm allowed to violate? So they say, it doesn't mean Shabbosos Harbe, it means Mitzvot Harbe. If I machal Shabbos for him now, the whole Shabbos, 20 hours, he can keep Shabbos. Doesn't mean next Shabbos. It means more mitzvot on Shabbos. That's what it means. Doesn't mean another week. It means this Shabbos, even for this Shabbos too.
How about if it's infinite and he can't keep mitzvot? Come on.
What? He will. He will in the future. He will in the future, yeah.
But it doesn't prove any of the other mitzvot are overridden also. It's not just Shabbos that's overridden. Because Nefesh overrides everything, other than the three things.
Correct. So.
Right,
so the question is, why are we even asking about Shabbos?
Yeah, why don't we just focus on everything?
Right, so I don't know. Also, why do you need so many sources?
Right.
Like, what's wrong with... Hey, Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Ihavai Hasam. Had I been there, Havamina, I would have said, Didi Adi for me to do. I would have said the best answer of all. And this is number 7. V'chai Bahem. The Torah says, V'chai Bahem, V'lo Shiyamus Bahem. This applies to every mitzvah. The Torah is given to live, not to die. Yes, there are 3, and those are exceptions, but overall, the overwhelming, and those are rare exceptions, right? The overwhelming majority of time, if it's an issue of your life, the Torah falls away.
And the reason the Torah gives 7 is because they know people are going to be firm. And it's giving you, it's telling you, no matter what, don't be so firm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, just hold your mind there. That's what I was thinking also. You almost have the Yetzer Hara, he's so firm and not
right.
So many
right, you're not going to take your medication on Pesach because it's a kidney. Yeah. You know, it's telling you, don't be so frozen.
Right.
Save a life.
It's a practice, and they just go to people who are there.
Right. Now, Amar Rava says a nice vart. Lekulu is lupircha. Everybody's drasha is a problem. Levar bin Shmuel, less lupircha, except for Shmuel. Shmuel said v'chai behem. That is rock salad. The rest of them, watch this. Here we go. Derby Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel said about the guy tunneling into the house. Dilma maybe kidirava. Damar Rava, my taima de Machteres. Why is he tunneling into your house? Because he wants to rob you, right? Chazaka ain't on the maimed atzma al mamono. Nobody's gonna let his money get taken. He's gonna put up a fight. The high miyadiyadik de kailate. And the robber knows that the owner of the house is not gonna just let it go, and there's gonna be a fight, and the fight has knives and guns. The kamar. If he's coming to me with a gun, I come to him with a gun. Right? Vatora Umra, Habala Harga, Hashki Lahargo. He's coming to kill you, you'll kill him. Right? Vashkan Vadai, Safik Minolam. So in other words, it's a Vadai. How do we know for a Safik Pikuach that I can violate Shabbos? That's not a source. That's a source for a Vadai. Vadai I get. What about a Safik? And Vachayabim applies even to a Safik. Live with the lie. Live. Why you don't have a life? You'll have a life. If it's a suffix, if you're not going to live, don't do it. Rabbi Akiva Nami. Dilma Kedabaya. Rabbi Akiva said the word about the Mizbeach. That maybe he has testimony. So even if it's a suffix testimony, we take him away from the Avoda. And the Avoda is violate Shabbos. So for sure, a suffix will never violate Shabbos. And then maybe the Abaya. Damar Abaya said, we don't just pull a guy away from the Avoda. Mashmin and Lezuga Derabanan. We send 2 experts, and the experts say to the Kohen, to tell, let me hear what your testimony is. Let me hear what you have to testify about. Is it even anything? Are you full of baloney? Let me hear what you have to say. Liyeda imamish devarav, v'amish devarav. You have what to say? And again, v'ashkechan vadai. So then it's a vadai that he's going to save someone's life. If he's full of baloney, this guy, this Kohen, there's no testimony. Safek minolan. How do you know it's a safek? And by the way, the rest of them, which are not even rabbis, kulahun ashkechan vadai, safek minolan. All the rest of them are only by vadais, not by suffiks. Right? Ubud Shmuel and Shmuel's vart, vadai less lay pircha. Shmuel's answer of Chai Behem has no pircha, and that's the makar, that not just Shabbos, any iser, whether the other big one is kosher, right? There's a lot of medicines and whatever. None of that matters when it comes to pikuach nefesh, right? If it's not gonna make your life live or die, try to eat kosher medicine. But if it's one of those, you have an issue in your health, which is pikuach nefesh, it could lead to pikuach nefesh. No posik will say, oh, don't take that medicine, go die, right? Go put your life in danger. No one's going to say that, right? Those are the big ones. The big one is Shabbos and medicine and food. Amar Rava Rina Vitamber of Nachman by Yitzchak Tava Chada Pilpala Harifa. One sharp gourd is better than Mimale Tana Dikari, a whole basket full of cold ones, of bland ones, right? Because Rava said, right, one vort about Chai Behem with sharp vorts, it was better than all the other ones, which were not so sharp. Okay. 15 minutes, we need like 45 more minutes now. Now here we go. This is the last mission of the Masechta. And it talks about tshuva and getting kapara on Yom Kippur. Today, this is like 98% of our avoda on Yom Kippur. And it's the last Mishnah of the Masechta. It's the last Mishnah, and it's the only thing we focus on in our lives today. There's no Beis HaMikdash, unfortunately. This is it. We have one Mishnah. It's a long Mishnah, and the Mishnah says like this. Chatos v'asham vaday mekaprin. A chatos and an asham vaday. Sometimes you have to bring an asham vaday. Sometimes, for certain averus, and they are mechaper. Says Rashi, umistama tshuva ikka. Mistamu, if only if you did tshuva. Chatas not magic. You bring a carbon and it's mechaper you. You have to do tshuva also. Shim lo hayim mischaret, lo hayim may be carbon. If you're not going to do tshuva, what are you bringing a carbon for? Why are you bothering? So why do I need a carbon if I'm doing tshuva? So for some reason you need both. Right? For some reason you need both. If I'm doing tshuva, why do I have to bring a carbon? And I have to bring a carbon, I must do tshuva. Right?
So maybe the ingredients.
What?
Those are the ingredients.
Exactly.
What's the question? Halacha, you have to bring a carbon.
But why? Why?
What's enough for me? Why?
What is the carbon doing? A chatos and an...
Now I ask you a question. Why do you need carbon?
Since when do we care why?
Okay, fair enough. That's fine. Misa v'yom apikurim mechaprim im hatshuva. Misa and Yom Kippur, Misa, so the question is, and Yom Kippur or Yom Kippur? It's or. Misa or Yom Kippur are mechaper with tshuva. So if the Asham and the Chatas also need tshuva, why does the Mishnah make two statements? According to Rashi, that said he didn't need tshuva, and the Rambam also holds he needs tshuva, why is it two statements? It should have said, Misa, Chatas, Asham, Misa, Yom Kippur, mechaper im tshuva. And the answer is, because the Chatas is shogeg. And you can't compare shogigs and mazes. So for a shogig, there's also tshuva. A few ashams, okay, although maybe those are mazes too. A few ashams, mostly tchatas. You have to do tshuva? Yeah, but it's a maze, but it's a shogig. Can't compare. Now, we come to the next level.
So you can't get kapara today without kabbarnas, is that what
you're saying? I didn't say that at all.
No, but it says chatas v'asham vaday mechaprin.
Chatas v'asham vaday mechaprin, says Rashi with tshuva. What if you don't have tshuva? What if you don't have a carbon? So there's no carbon today. What can I do? Yom Kippur, Mechaperim, Misa, the Yom Kippur, Misa or Yom Kippur is Mechaper im Tshuva. Tshuva Mechaperes, Tshuva works, al Averos Kalos, on small Averos. Al Asei, Valos Asei, on an Asei, I forgot the bench. Do Tshuva. I forgot to put on film today. Do Tshuva. Los Asei. I ate that, I couldn't hold back that, I ate that cheeseburger. B'mezid. Right? The al chamuros, but on tough averus, Hutola, it waits, Ajiyavi Yom Kippur V'chaper, until Yom Kippur comes, and then you'll get a kapara. So tshuva has to wait till Yom Kippur. Why do you have to wait till Yom Kippur? Why do you have to wait till Yom Kippur? So the Be'iri says, you don't have to wait till Yom Kippur. Tshuva is V'chaper anytime. What's Yom Kippur? Mistama, that's when people do tshuva. Most of the time, people do tshuva Yom Kippur. It's like the mesugal time to do tshuva, because everyone's in the mood. Everyone talks about it, the rabbi talks about it all the time, and everyone's in shul. But in a chanam, you don't have to have Yom Kippur. There's no rule like that. Question's better than the answer, no? What do you need Yom Kippur for? Now, we're going to see in a minute that some hold Yom Kippur is mechaper without tshuva, which is almost an impossible statement, because as Tosfos says, then why did the Beis Hamikdash get destroyed? If Yom Kippur is mechaper without tshuva, why did the Beis Hamikdash get destroyed? So it can't be right. It can't be right. Ha'omer, if someone says, Echtev Oshuv, I'll sin, but then I'll do tshuva. I'll sin, then I'll do tshuva. Ema speak midolasas tshuva. We don't give the guy the opportunity to do tshuva. What does it mean? We don't give the guy the opportunity to do tshuva, right? What does that mean? Hashem won't help him. Sometimes Hashem won't help him. We don't give Hashem. Some say make him. What? It means Hashem. Some say it means Hashem will make you like Paro. You'll harden your heart so much you won't want to do tshuva. Right? All these different things. Some say there's a very, very unique shot over here. He quotes one of the Rishonim that tshuva is a mitzvah. Tshuva is a mitzvah. So if someone says I want to do tshuva, so I'll do an aveirus, I can do tshuva. If someone says it, it's okay. Not if you say it twice. Said it twice? Or are you doing it twice? I'll sin, I'll do tshuva. Why is doing it twice? Once I can hear. Some say, I don't even hear once. There's no such thing like that. You know? But once I can hear. Not twice I can't hear. So all these different, same thing. I'll do tshuva and I'll wait for Yom Kippur. Echte, ein Yom Kippur mechaper, it won't work. By the way, Averus Shebradam L'makom, Yom Kippur Mechaper. Yom Kippur only is Mechaper, Averus Benadam L'makom. Shabbos, davening, these kinds of things Yom Kippur is Mechaper. Averus Shebradam L'chavero, Ein Yom Kippur Mechaper, Ad Shiratez Chavero. It won't work until you go Mibaratze, your friend. Dar Shebradam Ben Azariah, Mikol Chatosechem L'fnei Hashem Titaru. Mikol Chatosechem L'fnei Hashem Titaru. Averus Shebradam L'makom, Yom Kippur Mechaper. Havero is Shabbat Machavero, Ein Yom Kippur Machaper, Ajirat es Chavero. You hear that? Asks to Riaf, what did the Belozim and Azariah add what the Tanakhama said? Tanakhama said that Yom Kippur is not Machaper, Amiradim Lachavero, only Amiradim Lamakom. Comes along with Belozim and Azariah, he says the exact same thing, but he quoted a Pasuk. So that's the big thing, he quoted a Pasuk. He shows that Shenamar, like it says in a Pasuk. But he says the whole thing again. Answers the Riaf. This is a frightening part. Hashem won't even forgive you on Ben Adam L'makom if you don't work on Ben Adam L'chavero. That's what he's saying. You hear that? Charif part. Oh, Yom Kippur works Ben Adam L'chavero, Ben Adam L'makom. Yeah, but only if it works on Ben Adam L'chavero. They go hand in hand. So if you're not Meratzi your friend, you don't get kapara from your friends, Hashem won't forgive you either. Amar Rabbi Akiva, famous vart, Ashreichem Yisrael, how lucky Bnei Yisrael is. Lifnei mi atem mitarim, mi mitar eschem. Who's mitar you? Avichem Shabashamayim. Shenemar, v'zarakti aleichem mayim tahar, mitartem, v'tartem. Right, you'll be tar. V'omer, mikvah Yisrael Hashem. Hashem's like a mikvah. Ma mikvah mitar satemeyim, just like a mikvah is mitar, af HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitar es Yisrael. So too HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitar. You ever have a Mishnah that teaches no halacha? You have such a thing?
Yes, with
Avos. Besides Avos. What's Rabbi Akiva saying? It's very nice. He made a song out of it. What is he saying? So I once heard, he's arguing under Beloza Ben Azariah. Beloza Ben Azariah just said a charif vort that Hashem not mechaper you on Ben Adam L'makom. If you don't mechaper Ben Adam L'chaveiro, says Rabbi Akiva, of course not. Hashem's mitar everybody. Hashem doesn't hire everybody. Of course you get a kapara. Mi mitar eschem, avi shema shemayim. You have an issue with your friend? So go be brought to him. Of course Hashem's into Rabbi Akiva. Of course Hashem's into Tara. Of course you get tshuva. Don't worry about it. I'm arguing on them. I argue on that. Belachaver, you got to work on your friend. Hans, no question about it. But we just said Rabbi Akiva, his love and desire holds. Hashem won't forgive you on Berodah Lamak. Hashem won't forgive you on Shabbos. You won't take Shabbos so seriously. Hashem's not forgiving for that until you go, you slide on your body.
Seems like the Tanakhama.
Exactly. No, the Tanakhama was unclear. Rabbi Akiva was explaining the Tanakhama. Now comes along Rabbi Akiva, of course I disagree with that. Hashem's been tired of you no matter what. You have an issue with your friend, so go talk to your friend. Okay. Now, Asham Vaday in Asham Talulot. What about Asham Talui? So Asham Talui is what? I'm not sure if I did an Aveira B'Shogi. I'm not even sure. So bring an Asham Talui. So for that, there's no Kapara. Why not? For a Kapara Ksiv Bey, but it's Kapara written by Asham Talui too. So why is no Kapara there? Hanach Mekapri Kapara Gemura, because everything else is a real Kapara. Asham Talui and a Mekapri Kapara Gemura. Asham Talui is not a real Kapara. Inami Hanach in Acha Kaparasan, Kapara Kaparasan, Asham Talui, Acha Mechaper Kaparasan. Another vort. These, there's nothing else to do to get a Kapara. But Asham Talui, there is something else to do. If you find out that you made a mistake, you got to bring a Chatas down. The Mishnah says, Chayavi Chatamos, Chatas Vashamos, Vadoin, Sh'avrali Mem Kippurin, Chayavin. If Yom Kippur passes, he's supposed to bring a Chatas. You still have to bring an Asham. Asham Talui Peturin, but if Yom Kippur passes, you don't have to bring an Asham Talui anymore. So that's why Asham Talui is not on the list. Then we said, Misa Yom Kippurim Mechapim Ima Tshuva. Ima Tshuva in Bifnei Atzman Lo. With Tshuva, yes. Without Tshuva, no. Nema Deloka Rebbe. Let's say this can't be like Rebbe. The Tanya. Rebbe Omer. Rebbe said, I'll call Averos Sheba Torah, every Aver in the Torah. Ben Asa Tshuva, Ben Lo Asa Tshuva, Yom Kippur Mechaper. Yom Kippur is like a free pass. It's Mechaper everything, chutz, except for a few very rare exceptions. Miporek Ol, someone becomes not religious, Megala Panam Torah, you teach Torah wrong on purpose, Mefer Bris, you take off your Bris, Basar, you try to remove your Bris Mila, very bad things. But for the one in the milk, the Averis, Yom Kippur is Mechaper without Tshuva. The day itself. Shemasa Tshuva, Shemasa Tshuva, Yom Kippur Mechaper, Vimlo Asa Tshuva, Ein Yom Kippur Mechaper. On those. Right? So what do you see? That according to Rebbe, Yom Kippur Mechaper even without Tshuva. Right? Answer is, Afilu Teimo Rebbe, Tshuva Boy Yom Kippur. Tshuva requires Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur Vimlo Boy Tshuva. Yom Kippur doesn't require Tshuva. So we'll end off with the following question. How could Rebbe possibly say that Yom Kippur is Mechaper without Tshuva? If that's true, then why did the Beis HaMikdash get destroyed? Why did the Beis HaMikdash get destroyed? Yom Kippur came. And Mechaper everybody without Tshuva. Run of the mill of Averus. What was it? Sinas Chinam? It's run of the mill. Who doesn't have Sinas Chinam? So you want to say it doesn't work on Ben Adam Mechavero. Some say that. Rebbe didn't say that. Rebbe said it's Mechaper and everything. It didn't say only Ben Adam Lamakom. So every answer is the same answer, which is, it doesn't mean Yom Kippur is Mechaper. It just means there's some lessening of a punishment, lessening of Yisurim, some lessening in some way. But it doesn't mean that there's no, it doesn't mean it's a free day and then you get all that at Kapara. No one says that. Because if that was the case, then the Beis HaMikdash would never have been destroyed.
It's just the opposite. What? It doesn't take away the Yisurim. It takes away in Shemayim later on, if the 120, you were forgiven, but the Yisurim you still have to have.
What?
You say the opposite.
No, he says, the Tosfos says, it's mamayed a little bit, the onish. It's mamayed, some onshin, it's mamayed. There's all those answers like that. That Yom Kippur does help. So Yom Kippur is a special day. It does help in that regard. To give you a blank slate, even Rebbe wouldn't agree to that. Because Rebbe can't agree to that. Because if Rebbe would agree to that, then the Beis HaMikdash would have been destroyed.
Exact opposite.
That what do you mean?
The reason why, that's exact opposite.
That what?
The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because it was giving you a free pass. So if everybody just doesn't wait, you get a free pass.
Oh, because then basically that's what happens. Oh, it turns people into saying, I'll just wait for Yom Kippur. And then the mission said it doesn't work.
Exactly.
Oh, interesting.
So you have to work the other way around.
Uh-huh. So that's so.
You're not given the opportunity, go work for it.
Uh-huh, interesting. Very nice. All right, so we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.